Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is one of those episodes where you will be trying to work out what I am referring to. I often give clues about maybe a person, a famous person, or a city, but today it's going to be a natural wonder. Now you may have heard this word wonder to mean a place on earth which is considered to be one of the most beautiful places to see or to visit. So today it's all about guessing the natural wonder. I'm going to be giving you three examples, three wonders of the world, and you have to try to guess what I'm talking about based on the clues, the information that I give you. As I say with all of these, it's actually not that important whether or not you know the place that I'm talking about, but the most important thing is the English. Can you understand what I'm saying, the information that I'm giving you? If you know the answers, if you know the wonder that I am referring to, then that's great. Okay, so let's have a look. Number one. Number one is 277 miles long, and at its widest point, it's 18 miles across. So it's big. It's pretty big. If you don't know miles, you only know kilometers, then maybe look on Google, do a conversion of miles to kilometers. But I can tell you it's big. It is around 6,000 feet deep, and that is 1,800 meters. So it's very big, very wide, and very deep. The rock found at the bottom of this natural wonder is around 2 billion years old. American Indians have been living in and around this place for thousands of years. And finally, the final clue, it can be found in the US state of Arizona. So what is the natural wonder that I'm referring to? Okay, number two. This place has an area of 3.552 million square miles and spans 10 countries. That means that this, whatever it is that I'm referring to, crosses 10 countries. And those countries are Algeria, Chad, Egypt, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Niger, Sudan, and Tunisia. So it covers much of North Africa, stretching all the way from the Atlantic Ocean to the Red Sea. It's one of the hottest places on Earth. In fact, the average temperature during the summer is between 100 degrees Fahrenheit and 114 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 38 degrees Celsius to 46 degrees Celsius. In some areas, the temperature can go above 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Even though this place is huge, only around 2.5 million people live here, and the most common language spoken is Arabic. So, what am I referring to there? And the final wonder of the world is one of the saltiest bodies of water on Earth, with 10 times more salt than ordinary seawater. Because of its exceptionally high salt content, you won't find any animals or any kind of life form here, except bacteria. You are able to float in this salt-filled water. It is said that the mud in this area has healing qualities. So it's a great place to come if you have muscle or skin problems. And finally, it is 423 meters below sea level, which makes it the lowest point on Earth. So what am I referring to there? Okay, so let's see how you did. Did you know all of the places I was referring to? Maybe none of them, if you don't know your geography or you haven't traveled that much or you haven't traveled to these places. Well, the first place I said was in the United States. Well, I said it was in Arizona, which is in the United States. It is the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon. The second one, you may have guessed because of the location and the fact that it crosses 10 countries. It is the Sahara Desert. Sahara Desert. And the final one, very salty waters. This is between Israel and Jordan. It is the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea. So well done if you got all of those right. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful, maybe even a little bit educational. Remember, if you are interested in taking English classes with me online, or if you have some ideas for future podcasts, for topics you would like me to talk about, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. I really do like hearing from you. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.